Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
We made it to the weekend, and we're so proud of you guys. Happy Friday. My name is Moose. That is the
wildly unprepared, extremely unrelatable.
Breezy, 65 for the high today. The sun is going to be shining. So the question this morning is, we've all got that one moment we wish we could take back. And if you could apologize to anyone from your past, who would it be and what would you say? Let us know, 585-252-9800.
Listen, I have a laundry list, but it's only a 4-hour show, so I'll do my top couple here. Should I start, or who's starting this? Who's kicking off the apology tour?
I guess I can start. First of all, the only reason I was thinking about this yesterday was because I started going to therapy last week, and hopefully this is one therapist I don't have to ghost. She started asking me
so classic.
To dig into my past about things I might have done that I might have regretted. And if I can apologize to anyone, who would it be and why? So I said, you know, if I had to choose to say sorry to someone, it would probably be my buddy Ian, who I was close to in LA. Great dude. Just terrific guy. And he was one of the first people I met when I moved to Los Angeles. I had a close friendship with him. And, you know, we had a good group. And I think it was back in 2020, Ian passed away in his sleep. And he left behind his wife, his two kids. I think he was only like 42 years old. But it was, you know, it rocked our friend circle, if you will. So the morning of his memorial service, I get a call, get this call back from my agent. And they want me to audition again for this role in this film. And it was during the time of his service. And I thought, you know what? I can do both. Because the memorial is up the street from Warner Brothers. And I go to the audition. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible.
It was the Magic Mike audition.
And it was just, they kept me waiting. And they kept me waiting. And I missed the service completely. And I never forgave myself for that. Because I was just so upset by it. So even though Ian is no longer with us, and I told my therapist there, if I could apologize to him, I would say I'm so sorry and miss you every day, man.
Wow.
What's yours?
So mine was I backed into someone's car when I was younger, and I never reported or told anybody. Oh, so
you hit and run?
Yeah.
You did a hit and run? So. Oh, guys. Who is it to?
I don't know.
Oh, just whoever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I did that. I feel really bad about that. But sorry.
Look at the phones. People are actually calling.
Different energies for sure.
No, but that's okay. I mean, I feel like a lot of kids did that maybe at least once. Not everyone. I mean, I did it at MCC when I was 18. Put a hole in someone's bumper. Freaked out.
Drove away.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, right now, the karma is real, you guys. 585-252-9800. Who would you apologize to? Anyone from your past? Who would it be and why? Let's get to some phone calls. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, guys. This is Tony.
Tony the Tiger. What up, King?
Tony, you got someone you want to apologize to this morning?
I haven't heard that one in a while. Yeah, I heard you guys were looking for apologies.
Who do you want to apologize to this morning?
So there's this guy from my past who was my best friend. And his name was Francisco, but we used to call him Cisco. Anyway,
yeah, sure.
We were tight for years. And when we were in our mid-20s, he got married. And we were only a couple of years out of college. And I was friends with his wife, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they went through this rough patch, you know, for a while. And one night she reached out looking to talk. And
no.
Long story short, I crossed the line with his wife.
Mm. Oh, God.
And yeah. So, yeah. And, you know, I never should have crossed it. And it's a mistake that to this day I've never been able to forgive myself for. And he was out of town and we messed around. And even though it only happened once,
once is enough.
You know, yeah, exactly. So when he got home, his wife begged me not to tell him, but I had to.
Oh, and, man, that's tough,
Tony. It was the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, of course. What happened?
Yeah, what?
I don't know. When I told him what had happened, yeah, you know, you could see the pain in his eyes, and it just broke me, you know. I knew he was in shock because I was the last person he thought would betray him.
Right.
Well, he trusted you, yeah.
I never understood why he didn't just knock the shit out of me.
Was the part that shocked you the most was how calm he was?
Yeah, he didn't react with anger, which is, I guess, what I would have expected.
Right.
He was just really hurt. And I could tell that it, like, you know.
Did that hurt you even more that his approach was calm and not, dare I say, reactive?
It just hurt because it ended our friendship, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, like, I just saw our friendship go away in that moment.
It was obviously the right thing for you to do was tell him, because it didn't sound like his wife wanted to. What if you could say anything to Cisco right now, what would you say?
If by some miracle Cisco ever hears this, I've been over 20 years now and I still think about it all the time. I just say, I'm sorry, man. You didn't deserve that. I was selfish. I betrayed your trust and I wish I could go back and undo it, but I can't. All I can do is own it now. And you were one of my best friends I ever had, and I failed you. I love you, brother. I hope one day you can forgive me.
Tony, I think if Cisco heard that right now, he would forgive you. I think all of us can hear the regret in your voice, even 20 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, you're obviously still
torn up about it.
Carrying that with you.
Yeah.
Every one of us has done something we regret, man. But it obviously it doesn't define who you are. And I'm glad you called to share that, Tony. I know that was not easy for you.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for giving me the chance to do that.
No, I do.
Yeah, Tony, it's Friday. I'm sorry you're torn up about this. We're happy and proud of you for being vulnerable this morning. That's not an easy thing to do, especially on a Friday. So I applaud you and commend you for even coming forth with this information and owning it and apologizing for it and putting yourself out there to hope that Cisco hears it, honestly.
Yeah. Thank you again, man. And I hope one day you guys can reconnect. I really do.
Thanks. Me too.
Okay, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thanks again, Tony, for your call, man.
Thanks.
Jeez. Well, that was heavy.
Yeah. This person says, I don't want to apologize to anyone for anything. I'm just here to say I'm happy to hear Moose is back in therapy.
Yeah. I think
we
it was,
all are.
I think it was, I know we joke about it, but it was absolutely time. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, it's honestly time to start making some changes. I just want to get to a couple of texts. People showing Tony some love. Dude, you're not alone. I lived with a similar mistake for years. Hearing you say it out loud made me feel less ashamed. Don't know who this Tony guy is, but I hope he knows he probably helped a lot of people this morning because we all got one thing we wish we could take back.
Wow.
Tony, I forgive you, man. You know, I forgive you.
You didn't sleep with your wife. So.
That was heavy. Thank you guys for the messages and Tony's call. And you too, Breezy, whoever's car you hit and then ran off.
Sorry, guys. It's multiple people, but I left that part out.
All right. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell you're smart.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some drama and some frustration coming out of the Penfield Central School District. Some parents say that they were left extremely frustrated after Tuesday night's meeting for Penfield Central School District. It was a board meeting that ended abruptly with educators getting up and just leaving, basically, halfway through the meeting. Some claimed that they could not ask the board for more details about what went on during last month's investigation into a potential online threat and what they're going to do when it comes to increased security within the school. Parents want to make sure their kids are safe and kind of get the answers to their questions that could have or maybe potentially could in the future put their kids in danger. And what was said by the district was there are no further answers at this time. And that's kind of when the meeting came to a close. There's been a lack of communication and a huge delay when it comes to those answers for the threat that took place. So Amber Henderson and her three children in the district want to know what's going to be increased when it comes to presence of police cars at certain schools within the district and why they haven't added more Black Hawk security roaming around, or why they have, excuse me, and they want to know why that is and how serious that threat was. Said last month she was dropping her daughter off at school around the time of the alleged social media threat. So I guess that's where it took place, on social media. And it was hard to miss the law enforcement that was on the grounds of the school. Haven't seen as much of it within the last, you know, month of this. So parents are in their right of feeling scared, concerned, and they have every right to ask questions. I don't think the school really wants to
answer,
or maybe they didn't have time. I don't know. I wasn't at the meeting. So
I have a handful of friends. Their kids go to Penfield. They dealt with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them.
Sounds like they still are.
Well, some of them expressed to me, they're like, the school thought it was in their best interest to handle the situation before alarming the parents of what was going on. They figure, okay, let's handle it. Let's keep everyone calm. And then we'll report back to them of what took place.
Right.
So that's all I know. I have no idea the severity of the situation, how real it was. I don't know.
It seems like nobody does.
No, not at this point. But a lot of these parents expressed that in the meeting that they had at the school. So, I can understand both sides 100%.
Right. 100%.
When was it? Last year or 2 years ago? Remember when Hilton School got three bomb threats in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last year or 2023?
I can't remember.
But yes, parents were very, very aware of what was going on the entire time. And I, you know, somebody made a comparison to that. And it was like, yeah, I guess I can understand. It's not easy being a parent. I mean, especially in today's day and age, and the stuff that we read about and see in the news, it's scary.
Right.
So you want to know what's happening all the time. Coming up on the show, have you guys ever felt guilty about not asking a sibling to be in your wedding? Because I just found a message from our listener, Gary. I think it was yesterday. And he wrote this a while back. I'm late to the game on this one. I apologize. But he says, in my family, it's a rule you ask your sibling to be your best man or maid of honor. But I don't want to ask my brother, and I need to figure this out soon before I propose to my girlfriend. Hopefully she doesn't hear this, but we'll read you Gary's full message and see if any
of you... Let's pray they're already engaged.
Yeah, we'll see if any of you have ever been in the same exact spot. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Guys, I'm so glad that I'm just not alone on this. How many of you have ever thought about this too? Because for years I've been thinking about my wedding day. Just hear me out.
I can't.
Before you all start huffing and puffing. So I've been the best man at, I think, three or four weddings. And both of my brother's weddings. However, and I haven't told him this yet, but I love them dearly. They're my blood. But when I get married, if that day ever comes, I'm not going to ask them to be the best man. My best friend Dwight is going to be the best man. I haven't told them that. But the question is, should I feel bad? Then yesterday
Were you their best man?
Yes.
So I didn't mean to cut you off. Did your brother have two best men?
Both of them did.
Okay.
Yes. So then yesterday I see this message buried in our inbox from some kid named Gary. And Gary wrote, "Hi guys, I listen to the show each morning on the way to work. I'm getting ready to propose to my longtime girlfriend." And by the way, this is 3 weeks ago. In my family,
he's like doing it today.
it's always been a huge tradition to ask a sibling to be your best man or maid of honor. And I love my brother, and I was his best man years back. But we've drifted apart. I have a very close friend that I would like to be my best man, but I don't want to cause a lot of family drama. And it seems like I have to choose between family and honesty. Would you guys be cool asking if other people have had the same problem? I need to make a decision soon. Thanks, guys, so much. No, thank you, Gary. So this message was from 3 weeks ago, and that's my bad. Gary is probably married by now. Mm-hmm. But Gary, if you're listening, buddy, I just want to publicly apologize for being late on this one. Also, no, do not feel bad. It's your wedding, and you should be able to choose who you want to stand next to you on your special day.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to make that decision probably soon.
No. No. I feel
that's
like
my two cents.
I feel like you're going to go to my wedding and get like wedding fever and then just change your entire view on marriage and just probably marry the next person you date.
Well, this is why I'm in therapy. But listen, how many of you have been faced with guilt when it comes to not wanting to ask your sibling to be the best man or the maid of honor? Text or give us a call, 585-252-9800. And by the way, there's always drama with this type of stuff. And I would imagine why you're not even going to have a wedding party.
No. I'm definitely going to have a maid of honor, though. But like, my maid of honor's been my literal best friend for 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
But you don't have like a... I mean, you don't have a sister you can ask.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously you have your brother, Max.
Right.
Which I feel bad because I'm walking Grandma Carol down the aisle, so he doesn't even have that. So he's not even in it. He's not in the wedding at all. But I'm sorry.
He could be on Patrice's side.
I already called dibs. I'm sorry.
No, fully.
But I can imagine this would cause a wedge and to the relationship with maybe your sibling. And I don't want to do that with my brothers. I honestly, I don't even think they would care. Maybe they would. I don't know.
I think they would. I feel like with your family being as close as they are and as Italian as they are, I feel like the person who would take the most issue with it is your dad.
I don't think so.
Really?
You do? I don't know.
Maybe your parents collectively?
I think by the time I get married, they're going to be so tired that I'm going to have to convince them to come.
They're like, actually, we can't find a sitter that day, unfortunately. We won't be there.
Who's here? Let's go over to Chris. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Honestly, weddings are about the couple, not tradition. I skip my brother as my best man, picked my lifelong friend, but I think most siblings are understanding of this. It's your day. It's your decision. Jenna says, Gary, listen to me. My sister was my maid of honor, and it was a nightmare. Do what you feel in your heart. I love my sister, but she's high drama. If I had to do it again, I would pick my friend who calms me down, not my sister who stresses me out. That's their job. Mm-hmm. As the maid of honor, as the best man, your job, which I think I was great at, your job is to make sure that the person of the day, the groom, the bride, is at ease. They're comfortable. They're not having to think about the reception and all the crap that comes after the ceremony. They just have to focus on being present and enjoying the day.
Which is why my maid of honor, my best friend, who is always going to be, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's been planned that she was going to be my maid of honor since the sixth grade, right?
Okay, got it.
Like, she is so good at admin. She's so good at...
She's buttoned up.
She's
got it together.
She does. She loves a binder. She loves a plastic sheet. You know what I mean?
See, but that's my boy, Dwight. I can depend on him and count on him to make sure everything is smooth, ready to go, buttoned up. You know,
they're not going to let things fall through the cracks.
Not at all.
That is the person that you need, like you said, and you're not going to just like out of principle or out of, you know, fear of causing a wedge, have someone in that place who you can't, it's not that you can't fully rely on. You just know someone is more qualified for the job. Would you offer a job to somebody over another candidate, even though they're more qualified, just because you know them? No, you wouldn't do that. That's crazy.
Well, I think my brothers are qualified. I mean, they've been through it.
It's not that they're not qualified. There's just someone who's more qualified.
Well, it's my point. I don't know. I've just had so many. Who cares? Kathleen says, this is why I chose to not have a wedding party. Tell this Gary kid that it's his day. Choose who makes you happy. People acting offended about being left out. That's their problem, not yours.
Period. I think that weddings have gotten extremely political, and I'm not here for it. As someone who's in the midst of planning a wedding, I've said it once, I'll say it again. There are big rules of mine. No one's going to come to me bitching at me because they're not getting their way on my wedding day. Why didn't I get a plus one? I don't know Veronica, who you've been dating for 2 days. She's not coming to She's not coming to my wedding.
Where's the cake? Me? Where do I park my car?
Figure it out. It's not my problem. Truly, go to my wedding website, figure it out, use your resources.
Don't even think about showing up empty-handed. Don't even think about it.
Don't text me.
You will have hell to pay.
Don't text me.
See, this was helpful. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I am very much looking forward to my wedding. And I think that...
What is happening here?
I thought I was alone on this, bottling it up for all these years, and then Gary comes to the rescue with this message he sent 3 weeks ago. Gary, if you're already married, congratulations, buddy, but it's your day. Choose the person who's going to calm you down, not stress you out.
How is it that the only engaged person on this show is the one who's not talking about her wedding? Moose is like, I'm so excited for my wedding.
Oh, my God. To my future wife, be prepared to be dehydrated. You know what I mean?
I hate it here.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.